What is the relationship between poverty and violence?
So when you look at a static comparison, there's a very strong correlation. But then if you look at a dynamic comparison, meaning change over time, tracking changes of poverty with changes in violence, then the relationship becomes much murkier. For instance, crime went down during the Great Depression. It rose as the economy expanded during the 60s and then fell or remained basically constant as the economy contracted during the Great Recession. So the relationship is not quite as clear as we think. And in fact, the relationship may be stronger in reverse, meaning that high rates of urban violence can actually be a key force in perpetuating urban poverty.
So you discovered something as simple, if we want to use that word, as feeling safe to walk to school has a huge effect on attendance rates, whereas if a kid doesn't feel safe, they're not going to go to school. That has repercussions for the rest of their lives.
Exposure to violence can create trauma and responses to trauma in the brain and throughout the body that impact someone for a lifetime. But, you know, some of the most remarkable work has been done by sociologist Pat Sharkey, and he really shows that trauma caused by exposure to violence in childhood can really have a direct impact on a child's ability to concentrate, focus, and perform in school. And if they can't perform in school, that really impacts their future earnings later on in life. And so exposure to violence can really limit poor children's ability to escape from poverty.
Why is it that murders that happen as sort of one-offs in neighborhoods, and I don't say that to be dismissive, but they result in so many deaths every year in the United States, but they tend to get less attention in the media and in the public imagination than mass shootings, which may overall over the course of a year take far fewer lives?
Mass shootings are inherently dramatic, awful events that justifiably get a significant amount of attention. I also think that we have to look at the nature of the way the media covers these things, sort of the sensationalistic approach and following the big story rather than the broad trends. And then last, I think there's a really hard conversation that we need to have about race. The victims of mass shootings tend to be of all races, but often involving white, middle-class, affluent people. And when those people are killed, it draws more attention than when poor people of color are routinely gunned down in their own communities.
We should talk, by the way, about the fact that you find the much-used phrase black-on-black violence problematic. Why is it misleading?
Most crime is intra-racial, meaning that most offenders and victims are of the same race. For the most part, black people are perpetrating crime against other black people. But the same is true of white people, Latino people, and everyone else. But we don't look at crimes committed by white people against other white people and say it's white on white crime.
Hmm.
Another issue is that black on black crime suggests that somehow this crime is inherently associated with one race or another. And I don't think that's true. I think people are violent if their circumstances are violent. We don't talk about financial crime as inherently white, and yet the socioeconomic circumstances of the perpetrators means that it's going to be largely affluent white people who are perpetrating these offenses. When we talk about black-on-black crime, it's really used to suggest that black-on-black crime is really the fault and therefore the responsibility of black people. I think that's extraordinarily unfair. Broadly speaking, there are generations and generations of racial segregation and discrimination. Those neighborhoods were systematically disinvested from and then especially vulnerable to forces like deindustrialization or outmigration. And then over generations, with people suffering from high rates of concentrated poverty but unable to leave because of segregation, you have social dysfunction, and that produces these high rates of crime.